I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 4th. There were 23 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 192. Quincy's positivity rate remains at 2.75%. The city is in the yellow category on the state's risk assessment map, and there have been 146 deaths. Beginning today, eligible residents of Quincy Housing Authority developments can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The Housing Authority is teaming up with Stop and Shop to deliver the Moderna vaccine, building by building, floor by floor, and unit by unit. Vaccinations begin today at Drouin Apartments and will wrap up next Friday at O'Brien Towers. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says the city could save tens of millions of dollars if it changes the way it funds its pension obligations. Koch is asking the City Council to approve a plan to borrow the entire $400 million that the city owes in pension liabilities, then pay it back at a low interest rate over a set period of time. Currently, the city allocates at least $30 million per year to the pension fund. The move would also require approval from the legislature and the governor. Quincy City Council has agreed to spend $2.1 million from the Sewer Rehabilitation Fund to repair a damaged section of the culvert that carries the town brook under Bigelow Street in Quincy Point. DPW officials say the culvert is in danger of collapsing. The fund is paid into by developers who do work in Quincy. Two Lawrence men are charged with selling drugs to two Weymouth residents in Quincy this week. Police say 26-year-old Garrison Tejada Avalo and 30-year-old Rashuri Silverio Fortunato sold heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine to the buyers inside a vehicle after they met at the 7-Eleven on Washington Street Tuesday. Police arrested the buyers when they got out of the car and the sellers after they pulled their rental car over. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, March 4th.